Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media after the Orioles were swept by Kansas City.
Brandon, what are the emotions of your season ending in such sudden and swift fashion?
Yeah, we're very disappointing, pretty frustrated after those couple games. But give all the credit to Kansas City, Q and his staff, their players. That's a first-class organization over there. They played really, really well. They pitched to us incredibly well. We scored one run in two games. So give them a lot of credit. They play better than us these two games.
They have an extremely talented pitching staff, but you also have an extremely talented lineup that you have there. I know they've struggled for most of the second half, but what have you been seeing from them in these last two games after how well they've looked?
Well, I thought we battled. We had a couple opportunities there. They made one. Massey makes a great play on O'Hearn there that could possibly have changed the game in our favor. Then we got the bases loaded. We didn't score. So I thought they did a great job of pitching out of trouble. I thought we gave everything we had. I thought we pitched really, really well. We pitched out of traffic almost the entire game, it felt like, to keep the score where it was. And, just a disappointing finish.
Across the aisle, Brandon.
And a lot of people talk about slumps and things of that nature during the course of the year. How different is two games now as opposed to, say, two or three in the middle of the season when that happens? But there's so much more magnification with this.
Yeah. I thought we faced a great left-handed starter yesterday, and I thought Lugo was good today. And they're bullpen guys. The way our lineup is, we're going to see the two or three best left-handers that you have on a nightly basis if they have the lead, and that's what happened to us. And they all have really good stuff, and their bullpen and Ursig is elite at the end of the game. We just had a tough time scoring runs.
Second row on your right, Brandon.
Brandon, the problems Adley had in the second half, can you figure it out at all? That's all I get asked by people.
I've answered this question a million times. I think that it's a young player that just was dealing with some adversity, and given everything he had on a daily basis, trying to get out of it, maybe trying too hard at times. I thought he swung the bat well today, and I was hoping we keep going because I wanted to build off his swings today. Hit the ball right on the nose, the shortstop right-handed. Hit the ball on the nose, left-handed. So. I think he's going to come back next year, and I think he's going to be a different player.
How does or will this hurt compared to the way that it felt last year and those emotions?
Yeah, this hurt just because we had opportunities to win both games. And last year, game one opportunity, didn't win, but then the next two kind of got out of hand. And this year, you felt like these were two winnable games.
Dan.
Brandon, with Eflin, was it just, every man, like every handle on deck, just getting guys out there, or with 75 pitches, or was there something going on with him?
No, it's just it's a do-or-die game, and I thought our bullpen was fantastic. We gave up one in five innings out of the bullpen. Normally, you got to give yourself a good chance there.
Anything else for Brandon? A couple last ones.
Cano against Witt there. He gets the ground ball with the sinker that he's kind of looking for. Did you feel like Jordan might have had a play at second base there with the flip, or was it just hit too hard?
I think it's one Jordan, great play getting to the ball. Witt's a great, for being so young, what a great player. Very, very difficult. So I haven't looked at the replay to see if thought he had time or not. Obviously, when you're on your stomach, it's going to be tough to throw Witt out of first base. He did the best he possibly could. I haven't looked at the transfer or where he was at that point, but I thought Westy did a great job of getting to the ball.
Anything else? We'll finish up in the third row.
I know you kind of have to let this marinate for a second, but what's the message to these guys after this?
Yeah, we're very disappointed. It's definitely not ending I think especially when you lose like this, there's frustration, there's anger, and there's disappointment because you felt like there was opportunities there in those couple games to change the score, and it didn't happen. And I'm proud of our team. I thought, we had a really good first half. Things were going well. Second half, we had a lot of bumps in the road. And I thought we battled as well as we possibly could. We persevered. We got into the postseason. We hosted a wild card. We just had a tough time offensively these two games against a really good pitching staff and a scrappy team.
Well, great days ahead for the Baltimore Orioles, Brandon. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.